Hello, my name is Judy Byrne. I'm an EFT master, and I want to tell you about one of the things that EFT is really brilliant for. It is for disempowering the emotional after effects of experience that have upset us, and that's at all possible different levels. It's great for major or repeated or early trauma. But I don't try this alone, warning. For the big stuff, you need to know more than this brief audio will tell you. And the bigger the trauma, the more you may be safer in the hands of a skilled therapist. However, what I'm going to do is lead you through a great way to clear niggly small-t trauma stuff. So it might be something like what your boss said to you yesterday that was so unfair that you still feel you want to punch him. Every time you think about it, you feel that. Or it might be what you said the other night and you woke up next morning cringing and thinking, did I really say that? As I go through this, I will be naming but not describing the tapping points. If you know them, fine. If you don't, you might want first to click to the chart that shows them. Do that before you start. Or if you're listening to this on my app, there's also a video and an audio that describe the points. So what I'm going to ask you to do is to imagine that you have the memory that you want to deal with, a memory of a short event, only a few minutes long, and with only one emotional peak in it. So if it was a conversation where something upset you a couple of times, just choose one of them and make this imaginary DVD cover only the first one. And imagine that you have that bit of short event on a DVD on your memory shelf. If you run that DVD now, how high does the emotion go? And what I'm asking you to look for is how high does it go now when you run the DVD, not how high do you remember it being then. So just take a moment to do that. And when you have, make a note on a scale of 1 to 10, where 10 is so high you shouldn't be using it in this context, and 1 is almost nothing. Make a note of where you would rate it. Now give it a title. And the title is only for identification, so don't sweat about whether or not the title would win you an Oscar. Just a label title. Okay, now if you start tapping on the karate chop, on the fleshy part at the side of the hand, I'm going to say some words, and I am just going to use as my title, the what my boss said memory. But when you repeat it after me, change the words to whatever you want yours to say. Okay, so tapping on the karate chop. Even though I have this what my boss said memory, I deeply and completely accept myself. And the pauses are for you to repeat while you continue tapping. Even though I have this what my boss said memory, I deeply and completely accept myself. Even though I have this what my boss said memory, I deeply and completely accept myself. Now tap on the crown of the head point, the what my boss said memory. The what my boss said memory. Now on the eyebrow, the what my boss said memory. The what my boss said memory. Side of the eye. The what my boss said memory. The what my boss said memory. Under the eye. The what my boss said memory. The what my boss said memory. Top lip. The what my boss said memory. The what my boss said memory. On the chin, the what my boss said memory. The what my boss said memory. Collarbone, the what my boss said memory. The what my boss said memory. keep your attention on the existence of this memory. The words are just there to remind you. Under the what my boss said memory. The what my boss said memory. Now back to the crown of the head again. The what my boss said memory. The what my boss said memory. On the eyebrow, the what my boss said memory. The what my boss said memory. On the side of the eye, the what my boss said memory. The what my boss said memory. Under the eye, the what my boss said memory. The what my boss said memory. Top lip, the what my boss said memory. The what my boss said memory. On the chin, the what my boss said memory. The what my boss said memory. On the collarbone, the what my boss said memory. The what my boss said memory. Under the arm, the what my boss said memory. The what my boss said memory. Now have a deep breath out. Just let that go. And run it again. Just run the DVD of the memory again now. And notice two things. First of all, notice if your emotional response to it has changed, and make a note of the new number. And then notice if anything about the DVD has changed. Does it look and sound the same? Is it the same distance from you? Is it as clear as it was? And if when you ran it again it's not zero, just go round and do it again. So starting on the karate chop, even though I still have some of this what my boss said memory, even though I still have some of this what my boss said memory, even though I still have some of this what my boss said memory, and on the crown of the head, remaining what my boss said memory. Remaining what my boss said memory. And continue round the points twice more to the end of that round that we just started, and then one more round, and calibrate again. Calibrate, run it again, check 1 to 10, and just keep doing that until you get it to zero. And when you have, just to be doubly sure, see if you can get the intensity up again. See if you can bring up the colours, the sound, and give yourself any reaction to it. If you can, more tapping. Or notice what particular emotion you're feeling and just tap on the emotion. Even though I have, let's say, this anger, or even though I have this irritation, and use the reminder phrase, this anger, this irritation. And keep going until you've cleared it. If you do have major trauma in your life, then this is not enough for you to go ahead and deal with it on your own, if this is all the EFT experience you have. If you have major war trauma, that is an area in my practice that I really specialize in, and because it's something that I feel so passionate about and feel so strongly about, I do offer people suffering from trauma from war zones a very much reduced rate. So please contact me and ask about it. www.judybyrne.co.uk. J-U-D-Y-B-Y-R-N-E. And keep tapping.